This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Congress has reached a bipartisan deal to expand the child tax credit and increase tax breaks for businesses. The $78 billion tax agreement between the two finance committees, the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee, caps months of negotiating and pursuing common ground in a divided Congress. Along with greater tax relief, the plan provides disaster relief and tax savings for small businesses. The deal will enhance refundable child tax credits to provide relief to families that are struggling financially and for those with multiple children. The plan also removes the tax credit's $1,600 refundable cap and adjusts it up for inflation. The new child tax credit policy will benefit about 16 million kids in low-income families. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says the expansion would meaningfully reduce child poverty. In the first year, the expansion would lift as many as 400,000 children above the poverty line. 3 million more children would be made less poor as their incomes rise closer to the poverty line. Democrats demanded a larger child tax credit after an earlier version they passed for less than a year expired, causing child poverty to fall and then rise again after it lapsed. The new agreement will provide smaller benefits than the monthly payments under the American Rescue Plan. For businesses, the deal includes expense reimbursements for research and experimental costs, restoration of an earlier interest deduction, an expansion of small business expensing, and an extension of bonus depreciation. If the bill passes, it would be a rare success story of active legislating on a politically sensitive issue by a divided Republican-majority Congress that has so far been historically unproductive. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development in Montana State Director Kathleen Williams announced more than $8.2 million in a grant to create economic and education opportunities in rural and tribal Montana communities. The grant will be used to improve infrastructure and housing and to provide educational opportunities. The grant is part of USDA's $81 million in investments in 208 projects across 42 states and two U.S. territories. Director Williams said, "Everyone deserves access to education, housing, and reliable water infrastructure, no matter where they live, their age or ability, or their income. These investments underscore USDA's commitment to our rural and tribal neighbors in Montana, fostering opportunity to help provide life's basic necessities to grow and thrive. USDA's Rural Development Program provides loans, grants, and loan guarantees to help expand economic opportunities, create jobs, and improve the quality of life for millions of Americans in rural and tribal areas. The assistance supports infrastructure improvements, business development, housing, community facilities, and high-speed internet access in rural and tribal areas. Montana's investments came by way of USDA Rural Development 306C, Native American Water and Waste Grants, a Housing Preservation Grant, and Tribal College Initiative Grant programs. Recipients in Big Sky Country include the City of Wolf Point, Montana, which received a $4.7 million grant to replace wastewater collection lines and update a lift station, Homeward Incorporated of Missoula, Montana, with a $350,000 housing preservation grant to make infrastructure improvements at the Hearthstone Apartments in Anaconda, Montana, which houses more than 70 residents who are elderly and/or have a disability, and several Tribal College Initiative grants to Ani'i Nakota College on the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation in Harlem, Montana, Blackfeet Community College on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in Browning, Montana, Chief Dullknife College on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation in Lame Deer, Montana, the Fort Peck Community College on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in Poplar, Montana, Little Bighorn College on the Crow Indian Reservation in Crow Agency, Montana, Salish Kootenai College on the Flathead Indian Reservation in Pablo, Montana, and Stone Child College on the Rocky Boy Indian Reservation in Box Elder. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.